Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
And my subject is overcoming through faith.
Na sofo asemo jina do anyare chain na inde ezinkunyezi jezi yezi zinkunyim.
Are you in those two places?
Ma sofo kada yembue ni wo ho First John ina John.
Please stand on your feet with me for the reading of the word of God.
Say yebue ya yinjina yenando na yenkankanya me na asem.
We read John 16 first.
Ya kankan John no humado esia no.
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have trouble, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
First John 5:4.
For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So I'll read the two together and then we'll pray and you'll be seated. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Father, we ask you that you breathe life over your word, activate your word, let the oil and the light of your word come forth unto us and be a blessing unto us. We vow to give you all glory. Come, blessed Holy Spirit, and touch our lips and touch our ears, that our time spent here may not be wasted, that it may be worthwhile. We give you praise as always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Jesus clearly tells us that in this world we shall have troubles.
Now, Jesus Christ, how can we change?
But he also gave us an assurance that we should be happy or cheerful because he has fought the battle and he has won for us. Life has issues that we often have to battle with. But Jesus has battled and has won and has given us the lesson of enjoying the victory.
Like Jesus Christ, where is the corner that thou? Our man in two men there, I am Queen Mizano, you are both to Ajahn.
So fight no more.
Into man, Kupi.
Worry no more.
Man, hype.
For the Lord your God takes pleasure in your well-being in this life.
O son, and your mea, I am when you are Kupano, or shadow besu ye, Wabra Boymo.
For as you cast your cares upon the Lord and trust Him with all your heart, he will show you the way that you should go. He will give unto you the keys of life. He will open doors that have been closed against your life. And he will surprise you with packages that are far beyond your understanding. For he delights in you. And it is his great pleasure to see you do well in this life. So be of good cheer. Comfort
heart.
Let not your heart be troubled. For he who is stronger than the strong person in your life has taken care of every issue.
Amen.
And it is his joy to give you the blessing of the victory. Receive the victories in your life, therefore. And rejoice in the maker of your life. For this is how you are going to bring him glory and honor. When you take that which he has obtained for you,
And
then lift up your hands in praise unto him.
And say
to him, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For
even for those things that you have praised me, thanked me about. That you have not seen the thereof. Hold on, my people. Because the blessing is as real as you are yet to see. In this world, you will have challenges. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John wrote these words to encourage us.
John,
to let us know that we are victorious no matter what. For he said, whatsoever, and for that matter, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And he said the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. I know you have been born by Mr. and Mrs. so and so. But don't dwell too much on it. Because a man born of a woman is short-lived and is full of troubles. But whatsoever is born of God is overcomer of troubles. When you dwell on your natural heritage, you will have issues that you may not be overcome. This is what Job said in chapter 14 and verse 1. He said, a man that is born of a woman has a short life and is full of troubles. But John tells us that whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. So the troubles will come. But you will overcome. I said you will overcome. And I see you overcoming. I see you overcoming. I see you overcoming. Nothing shall stop you in this life. Because you are not just born of your parents. But you are born of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this life has issues. And I want to share with you some of the issues how you are going to be overcome. Let's turn our Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 6. The preacher Solomon has something to tell all of us. The first issue I want to discuss with you is the problem of living and dying with a bad name. It is very unusual for a child of God to live and die with a bad name. It's a challenge that some have. Let's look at verse 6. For he comes in with emptiness and departs in darkness. And his name shall be covered with darkness. Solomon was talking about some of the miseries he had seen in life. He said this is one of the miseries. That a child will be born, will go through life, and at the end of the day, there will be darkness over his name.
Now,
there was a man called Saul. He was bright and clever. He was a very religious person. He had a bad name in the eyes of the church. Because he was destroying the church of God. Then one day God's light came upon his life. And that day onward his life began to turn around for better. So we remember the name Saul not as a name covered with darkness, but as a name covered with light.
Amen. In the same year, K. Saula, Naya K. Saul, the Obia is Sumaka and Nizinodo. Now, Suna is Oya Yamanakan in a Wakat and Nizin.
So I don't know what kind of name you have today.
It's Minimizina Ekitanende.
I don't know the kind of reputation you have in life today.
Minimizibua Ekitan Wabraboy Monday.
But your life and your name and your reputation can turn around.
Amen. Now, so Wabrabo, no, who's in Botum Asasa?
If you allow it. How did Paul overcome this darkness that was on his life, at least the standpoint of church? He had an encounter with Jesus. He received his purpose for life. And he lived it out fully. So at the end of the day, when you mention Saul, it doesn't immediately come to your mind he was a persecutor of the church. Maybe you are naturally a wicked person. Maybe you have naturally acquired a very bad name for yourself. Very troublesome. Very quarrelsome. A spit fire. You spit wherever you go. This is a bad thing to be in. And you must overcome the bad cloud of darkness around your life. How would even this church remember you? How would you be remembered by your family? May you be remembered as a man whose name was covered with light.
Amen.
Because everyone who comes into this life may come into a dark place, but there is a light that covers everyone who comes into this life. John was talking about Jesus, the true light. He said that was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. So there is a light that is meant to light your life up. Receive this light. Allow this light to lead you in the way you should go. Are you here with me? So the way to overcome a bad name is to receive the purpose of God for your life after receiving Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior.
And
live out your purpose all out like Paul did. There's another thing that we must all overcome in this life. That's number two. To live long but have nothing to show for it. To live long and have nothing to show for it. Look at verse 3 of Ecclesiastes chapter 6. If a man brings forth to 100 children, live many years, so that the days of his life are many, and his soul is not filled with good. This is a condition you may be in. This is a condition a person can find himself in. To live long but have nothing to show for it. Overcome this problem of living long but having nothing to show for it. It's not the will of God for your life. In the blessing of God, Long life is always tied with wellness. Long life is tied with prosperity in the will of God. Long life is tied with good things happening to you. Let's look at Genesis chapter 24 and verse number 1. And Abraham was old and stricken with years. And the Lord had blessed him in all things. He was old, stricken with years. And the Lord had blessed him in all things. So to live long and have nothing to show is not the will of God for your life. This is why I speak over you this morning. That as long as you have life, wellness and goodness and mighty things will be happening to you. Believe God for it. Believe God for it. His will for your life. Release your faith into the word of God. And say to yourself, I believe as long as I live long, good things are happening to me. In the Old Testament, he was giving his people laws and commandments. He said to them, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long on this earth. He said, and that it might be well with you. Your old age should be a period where you just reflect back and say to yourself, Ebenezer, hitherto has the Lord brought me. Have a change of your cultural understanding of what God has for you. Because in our culture, you look after your children so that in your old age, they might look after you. It's not bad. It's okay. But there is something better than that. Which sounds very much like what Abraham experienced. So that you'll be old and stricken with years. And the Lord would have blessed you with all things. An old man who is healthy. An old woman who is wealthy. Who has wellness. Things are well with him. That's the will of God for your life. So whose report are you going to believe? Which culture are you going to adhere to? Looking after your children so that they may look after you, or looking after your children so that they may honor you in your old age amidst your having been blessed in all things. Make a choice. Are you listening to what I'm sharing? So change the gear of your faith. And believe that your end will be better than your beginning.
Amen.
You have to believe for it to happen to you. It will not happen just because it's the will of God for you. You must also accept the will of God and believe it and confess it and live your life as if it is true. And then the word of God will take over the end of your life and you realize that truly the end of your life is better than the beginning of your life. You can build a house in your old age. Your mind can work well in your old age. And you still can bless your children with money in your old age. Don't believe the culture of Ghana. I said it's okay, but there is something more to it. Because what if these children don't take care of you? What is going to become of your life? Train them well. Do your best. Teach them to honor you in your old age. You must teach them.
Because
if you don't teach them, they may not do it. So teach them that parents must be honored. You see, and the word honor is not just like when you meet your parents and you greet them, good afternoon, mommy, like you honor. No, you honor them. Honor the Lord with your substance. You honor your parents with your substance. You don't allow your parents to ask you for money. When they ask, you are too late. You are too late. It should not be. You must sense their need and honor them. Don't let your parents beg you for money. It's not a blessing. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
But besides all this, as a child, what you must do for your parents, as a parent or as a growing parent who is going to become older, there is a higher blessing where you can be like Abraham, your father of faith, who was so blessed with age, and then God blessed him in all things as well. The man had a lot. And this is a blessing that is there. It is hanging on the tree. And you must make the effort, use the hand of faith, and say, it is mine. I believe it. This shall be the end of my life. This is my heritage. This is the picture of my old age. Don't only put on your walls pictures when you are young. Put on your wall as well pictures when you have expired. It's a picture of vision. It's a picture of faith. It's a picture of expectation that the blessing of God that is with you today shall continue to grow and increase until you die in glory. When you die, the people around you should be happy. Oh man, this man has died and all these things belong to us. They should be happy. They shouldn't kill you, but they should be happy.
Yenchira mo from an ekwana obo fadwa wo bezi awofu nyi na se wo mame ana wo papa enyin na echan do obiso sika ansana ezama na onyenyizi owoda ya afraban itumu dwene de embra mama me ana papa womi ebian de obenye bibi de metum na ezeman masofor kan so yin de meme yemfa yenkete siembrima na yembrente ebrim picture so kwoten fomfam ho na emmom nyamere dum hen na yenyini cheri nyene impanyinya me pictures na de so yemfa fomfam ho na yenchira mo from na de oye de bezi wa ufunyi amankwotentene yakopona ahisha mo no so wonse etumaka.
You can be a very successful young person who may not live long. And the reason you may not live long is the lack of honor for your mother and father. When you hear the word of God, let it lead you in making decisions for life. And we can almost always predict how your life is going to end. I see people who are going to live long and doing well living long.
Amen.
Another problem you must overcome in this life is to live with a wandering desire. Live with a desire that is not met. One of the important things in life is desire. Desire is so important because it empowers and makes a person's life fulfilled. When desire is deferred, it can make your heart sick. And when your heart becomes sick, you may begin to say sickly things. And the sickly things you say will take hold of your life and make your life even more sickly. If you continue to say those sickly things, it will make your life much more sickly. And if you continue to say those sickly things, your life will be most sickly. But when there are sickly things around your life, and you take the word of God, which says that whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you have received and you shall have it. And you allow this word of God to get into your heart. And you go to God in prayer about your desires. And you talk to him about your desires in spite of the sickly things around you. A time will come, the good things you desire in your heart, anchored by the word of God, will begin to change the sickly things around your life. So when you pray based on the word of God, start saying the word of God. Start speaking the word of God. And say to yourself, my desire has been fulfilled. My desire is met. I am blessed in this life. It is well with me. My needs are supplied according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. As you say these things with your mouth, because of what God has written in his word, it will sink very deep into your spirit. And one of these days, your confession to yourself will be like a prophecy coming out of your mouth. And then the thing will begin to change. And you begin to see the good things around your life. When you see the good things, keep saying that I am blessed and my blessing is with me. For to him who has more shall be given. But to him who does not have, even the little he has will be taken away from him. So I see you living long with the desire that is fulfilled. Let's look at verse 9 of Ecclesiastes chapter 6. It said, better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. What does it mean to have a desire that is wandering? What does it mean to wander? To wander is to move around or go different places, usually without having a particular purpose or direction. What is your desire in this life? You can have it in your life. That thing that you desire, take it to God in prayer. If it is born of him, as you abide in him, he will also abide in you. And then as you pray, believing the desires of your heart will be granted you. So many of the things God wants to give his righteous people, he inspires them by telling them, desire this, I can give it to you. I heard the story of a man of God who was looking for accommodation to buy, a house to buy. He went to so many places. He said anywhere he went, he couldn't make a deal. He lost the opportunity to buy the house. Then somebody told him, there is a house here I would like for you to take a look at. So he went to look at the house. When he got to the threshold of the house, he said to the lady, come on. You is this the kind of house you want me to buy? I don't have the money to buy. He had the desire for the house, but he didn't have money. But the lady encouraged her, let's enter and look around. So he entered
into a room
and he looked around. And as he was going around in the house, he was saying to the Lord, Lord, do you mean I can have this? Do you mean I can have this? Long story short, he had what he had begun to desire for himself. You often don't need money to get what you desire. I didn't say you don't need money. You often don't need the money to get what you desire. Faith in the word of God and faith after you have prayed. Faith in believing the word of God can give you almost anything that you desire. So stop worrying. And start praying. Because you can have what you desire.
Now, the purpose of preaching the word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the word of God and continue, and your life will never be the same. Lord, I lift your name on high. Okay, I want to introduce to you a book entitled Counseling with Skill. Counseling with Skill. Now, counseling is a very important part of life. So important that those who receive counsel tend to do better than those who don't. Sometimes you have a person with a troubling circumstance going through a lot of hardships. But if this person should receive good counsel, he's likely to do better than the person who has all the opportunities and all the advantages but has no counselor or counseling in his life. Now, if this is how important counseling is, then I believe that those who are called to counsel, like parents, like fathers, like superiors, managers, bosses, senior brothers, and almost every one of us, if this is how counseling is that important, then all of us must learn to do it with skill. This is why I wrote this book. So in this book, you will learn what it means to be a good counselor, how to develop your skills as a counselor. When it comes to counseling, what style do you use in counseling? The environment for changing counseling. We also look at preemptive counseling. Counseling people so that they don't need counseling. That's interesting. Then we look at what to focus on when you are counseling. We talk about practical Christian counseling, the counselor, counseling and challenges. And finally, we end by talking about growing your counseling ministry. I believe that this mini book is going to be very helpful to pastors and all those who have people under them. So you get a copy.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempetedu Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.